Hello, and welcome to episode 105 of Bardic Quest. Having survived the ordeal of the bugbears and giant spiders left behind by Halfrin Loren, our heroes face a difficult choice. Do they take the time to regroup, or continue their pursuit of the black spider whilst wounded and drained of resources and power? So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Remind you of this room. This is a 50-foot by 60-foot room. Six marble pillars, three on each side. There's that corridor to the right-hand side of the room, which Halfrin Loren fled down. And at the far end, a 9-foot-tall statue of a dwarf seated on a throne with a mighty stone warhammer across its lap and large emeralds gleaming in the statue's eyes. Equally important is the table at the back end of the room between the two pillars on the left hand side. I say equally important, it may not necessarily be important per se, but of note, should I say, is the table there, which has got upon it what look to be like papers and things kind of strewn about. What would you like to do in the immediate aftermath? Johan is still paralyzed and is due to be paralyzed for the next hour.
I'd Sada like to give him...
Yeah, Sada goes to Johan's prone body.
I'd like to give him the potion of vitality.
Okay.
Oh god, I've got to swallow that with spider juice in my mouth.
I flush out the spider juice. I like just turn him upside down and shake him a bit and then just pour.
Johan will remember this.
So it removes any exhaustion that he has.
Okay.
If he's suffering from any disease or poison, it cures that.
Which means you are no longer paralyzed.
And for the next 24 hours, he regains the maximum number of hit points from any hit die that he spends.
Very nice.
And he's no longer paralyzed.
Yeah. Okay. So first thing, Johan is like, and kind of looks around. Like the last time he was aware of what he could see, there was spiders, there was bugbears. Now everyone's dead.
Are you okay? You with us?
I'm a little woozy. Johan's feeling quite... I think the being beaten down and like being absent from the fight is taking its toll on Johan's pride. So, because like he feels a bit useless. And he's just kind of, he's all right. He's just kind of, he's feeling a bit despondent. He's just like, I'm okay. And just kind of staggers towards the table, kind of shaking off, you know, people trying to be concerned about him, trying to look healthier than he is. Just kind of, just turns around and says to him, did he get away?
Yes.
Yeah, he disappeared.
So he went out the other There was another exit to this place?
Correct, yes. The corridor down the eastern wall, the eastern side of the room.
I mean, maybe he hasn't... I don't think he can easily just leave. Particularly if he's by himself.
It is worth noting as well, by the way, Saga, that that corridor that you followed him down, mm-hmm. there was, you did see on the left-hand side of that corridor was a doorway. You didn't see it open, so it doesn't suggest that he went in there, but just at the top of those stairs yeah. that he was on when he disappeared is the yeah. doorway to the left.
There's a doorway up there.
Perhaps these papers will give us some clue as to where he's going.
There are these papers on this table. Looks as though like notes and maps of sorts. But there's also a black leather sack on the table as well.
Johan starts poring over the papers.
So these papers seem to... be notes and maps, as I say, that seem to be notations with regards to Halfer and Loren's efforts so far to explore the mines. Much of the western side of the mine seems to be very well mapped out. All kind of rooms and spaces that you're kind of familiar with. You can kind of orient yourself based on what he's noted down here. The eastern side of the map, however, is far less explored, beyond really the area which is like the smelting cave that he's noted down on the map, which he also notes in big bold writing like undead. Pretty much that same notation seems to be repeated very much on the across the eastern side of the map, which is really not very well laid out at all. Like, it's very well cartographed, if that is the right term, on the western side, and very kind of rough and loose on the eastern side of the map.
Sarko's gonna look in this pouch.
Okay. So this sack, it's black and leather, contains some coinage. 190 electrum pieces.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Bloody electrum pieces.
Yeah, no. Your favourite.
190?
Yep. 130 gold pieces. 15 platinum pieces. Some kind of... there's about 9 of these kind of almost like bluish coloured gemstones.
9 blue gemstones.
Mm-hmm. Which you probably reckon you can probably sell for probably about 10 gold pieces each.
Mm-hmm.
And also a dwarven ale mug. Which looks as though it has been hammered out of electrum. And you reckon may be worth approximately 100 gold pieces.
Very nice.
Okay, well, definitely take the gemstones. She probably lifts up the cup going, what do we do with this?
Johan looks up at it and then down at the papers uninterested.
Thorin, so again, you are proficient in religion, yes?
No, as we often come up to.
Well, then never mind.
No. I pick up the electrum beer mug and just say, so again, it comes in pints.
Hey.
Looks pretty nice. Have we checked down the corridor yet?
No,
not yet.
Okay, Sergei, feeling very dazed, just drags the Morning Star and goes, "Come here, you bastard," and starts to walk down the corridor.
Could take him by the scruff. Just like, hold your horses, big man.
My legs just keep going mid air.
Let's think about this for a second. Is there anything else of note in the room? Anything to search? Anything to look at?
Well, the only other real point of interest in here is probably the statue.
He looks at it. Is it any particular dwarven figure that would be recognized? Is it made of stone?
It is not made of stone, no. It is made of metal. Like a metal statue.
But it has a stone warhammer. Interesting choice. Mm.
Do you want to give me a religion check?
Sure. I was thinking, sure. Not 20.
Well done.
Which is somewhat apropos, as this statue depicts Dumathoin, the dwarven god of mining.
Oh. Ooh. I know him.
It's beautifully made, with these emerald eyes. Quite large emerald eyes.
He just clocks it and then sort of disinterestedly just sort of turns away and turns back to his fellows and says, "So that could have gone better.
You're telling me."
But we're all alive.
Friends in this place.
That's the most important thing.
How's everyone feeling?
Your hand kind of looks off towards the corridor and ignores the question.
I've been better. On a scale of 1 to 30, I'd say I'm about a 5.
I think we do need to take a rest. I know it means he's getting further away, but can we honestly handle another one?
No, I am. I'm feeling pretty knackered myself. I haven't got any more magic in the tank. I have. Let's do a resource check. I have 2 healing potions.
1 healing potion.
I have a cure wounds if anyone needs it, but then I'm afraid I will feel spent.
I am here.
This is a meta question, but kind of significant, I suppose. I don't have any short rests left.
Mm-hmm.
So taking a short rest will only benefit me insofar as getting a channel divinity back. Unless we're close to dawn, then my wand will recharge. Huh?
Yeah, what time is it? We've had a lot of battles.
We have no idea of knowing.
Yeah.
We have battled a lot today.
The only way we'll know is when the wand recharges, because it will just recharge when dawn approaches.
Surely we have an idea. Like, is it evening, night?
It's
3 o'clock.
It's obviously hard to be precise, but your guess is probably late afternoon, early evening at this point.
God damn it. God's damn.
So we can have Sergei sing us a song. Is that enough for a bit of rejuvenation?
I don't think so, no.
Technically, I think it's only if you spend a short rest that you can get it.
That's what I mean. Take a short rest anyway, even though it doesn't help Thoric.
Without being cryptic, who actually will benefit from a short rest?
I'll get my maneuvers back and get my health back.
I'll get my hit dice.
Yeah, hit dice, yeah.
Mm.
How many hit dice do people have left, I think, is really the crucial thing here.
I think...
Where is it written?
So when you take when you click on short rest, it should show you should have hopefully.
We've taken two short rests.
So I have two left.
I have hit dice left.
Okay, Sergey.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you probably have hit dice left, don't you?
Think so. Yeah.
How many dice did you use? Did you only use two short rests? Two hit die. Your hand.
Yeah, I used one hit die per short rest.
Oh, excellent. I have three hit die left.
It's worth doing.
Yeah.
I would like to at least check where that corridor goes in case it is dead end.
Please.
Targa's gonna walk up the steps because she can handle getting a surprise hit.
Johan kind of goes with them and takes a deep breath and follows behind them.
We're leaving the room. Where are you
going?
I'm
just going up the steps, and I'm going to look into the room.
No, don't take these two. No.
I did. You two, stay here.
I'm at least have one person with you.
I'm fine.
Rawr, and then she goes up the stairs.
Rawr.
I'm rawr.
Did she just roll with us?
Sergey.
Sergey looks at Johan.
This episode of Bardic Quest is sponsored by ourselves, and specifically Bardic Quest Plus, our exclusive Patreon membership program that's designed especially for our most dedicated fans. When you join Bardic Quest Plus, you're not just a supporter, you're an essential part of our storytelling journey. Unlock a treasure trove of benefits, including exclusive access to our community Discord, where you can connect with like-minded adventurers, engage with the creators behind the show, and become part of our tight-knit community. As a Bardic Quest Plus patron, you'll be among the first to enjoy the main weekly show thanks to early access available right now at patreon.com/BardicQuest. Delve even deeper with Bardic Quest Behind the Screens, your backstage pass to the magic that brings our stories to life. And dive into the essence of the saga with Bardic Quest Abridged, a re-edited compilation of each chapter premiering during our dark seasons with early access for our patrons. And join in on the adventure with Bardic Quest Downtime, featuring bloopers and bonus content. But that's not all. As a Bardic Quest Plus patron, you'll also enjoy ultra early access to brand new actual play series where uncharted realms and thrilling adventures await. Bardic Quest Plus is your gateway to an even deeper, more immersive storytelling experience. So join us today at patreon.com/BardicQuest and embark on a journey where the adventure is only the beginning. So, this corridor.
Yeah.
It extends about 20 feet before you get to the top. Oh! Saga?
Rude.
Saga!
Hang on.
Let me just add her into, because I can't actually hear her yet. There you go, Saga. Hello.
Hello. Say that again, please.
So this.
I think my computer didn't like my joke. It just went, fuck that.
So this corridor extends about 20 feet.
Okay.
Before you get to the top of a staircase headed downwards. At the top of that staircase is also where there is the door to the left.
Okay. I'm going to try the handle or doorknob on the door.
Okay. This door appears to be locked.
Of course. She yells down, the door's locked.
Now's Johan's time to shine. Johan retrieves his thieves' tools. And takes an unsteady knee. Knees may shake a little as he goes down. And busies himself. Is this the kind of lock that I can pick? Or well,
you could,
is it?
You could certainly give it a go.
Right then.
Argo's going to stay behind his shoulder in case something does.
Yes, really appreciate that.
Sure.
I guess Thoric's there as well, seeing as we're not taking a short rest.
We're just going to peek in.
So, I need a dexterity check from you then, please, Johan. Plus your proficiency bonus, because I presume you are proficient in thieves' tools.
I am.
Wonderful.
So that's 13.
Okay. You begin to pick at this lock, and you kind of feel as though with enough time you could probably do this, but it's going to take you a little bit longer than you had initially thought. You probably reckon you're going to need about 10 minutes to get through this lock.
It's tricky. Give me a little bit of time and I'll have it open.
We can rest before we open the door.
I can do it. Your hands get like it's quite testy. It's not
you. What I meant.
It's not you, it's him.
I know, but she's still sensitive. That's not what I meant.
I want to do something right today. And just kind of busies himself with the lock, like tries so hard, and probably like scrapes a little and goes throws it down. Just kind of puts his head in his hands and slowly picks it up and carries on.
Could I get, aside from Johan, perception checks from everybody, please?
Oh.
Eight.
12.
10.
As you were.
Oh, fuck.
Johan takes the tool out and considers for a second. We don't know what's in there.
How about we take that rest then? I was just going to try the handle anyway.
If you want to try the handle, I'm staying here. And he reaches for his sword.
I already tried the handle. It's locked. She's going to kind of usher him downstairs. Come on, let's take a rest. I'm tired. Let's take a rest.
I cast light on my shield so that these people can see properly.
We're walking down the steps and we're going to take the short rest we said we were taking.
When you say walking down the steps, do you mean away from the temple because those are where the steps go down, or do you mean back towards the temple?
Back into the...
Back towards the statue.
Towards the steps and then the door, right? So right. Down... Back to the door.
The door is at the top of the steps, yeah. Just before. Yeah. So, yeah, going down would leave you away from the temple. Just wanted to clarify this all. So you're heading back to the temple to try and get a rest.
Yeah.
Could I get another perception check from everybody, please?
Is this to perceive an invisible person by any chance?
Yeah. This...
That'll be a dirty 20.
Yes.
That'll be a nat 20 from the rogue.
14.
Five.
As you are moving back to the temple, you can hear, headed in your direction, a number of footsteps kind of echoing up the corridor that you were just in.
Johan kind of does a slow turn.
Saga looks where he's turned. And
slowly
for her
slow draw going for the slow draw, trying not to make any noise whatsoever.
At this point, as you're in the temple, at this point, looking down the corridor, obviously there is also the double doors leading into the main temple that you came in through as well, which are about 30 feet away.
Where is the noise coming from, sorry?
The noise is coming from the corridor that you were just in. Footsteps headed your way.
From which direction? Sorry, I'm really confused orientation-wise.
Sure. So, you had entered the temple through the main double doors, which led in a northerly direction. You've just come from a corridor that was headed... So, as you went in, it was on the right-hand side, so it would have been going east as you followed that corridor down. But you've now come back from that corridor back into the temple. So the sounds of the footsteps are coming from that eastern direction down that corridor that you were just in. So there, as you're in the temple, you have the corridor kind of behind you, and you have the double doors to your left headed south.
Right. Do we try and hide?
I'm guessing we make ready at the where the temple meets the corridor, so that if he's coming in our direction, at least we can...
Thoric lies down on the floor and puts a spider leg over himself.
Johan, you'll need this. I'll grab his hand and cast invisibility on Johan.
Oh, very nice.
Johan kind of looks at himself and goes, ugh! And then his
or
other
does
hand...
not look at himself, as the case may be.
Exactly.
I know you're going to hate it, but hide in the shadows.
You can't see it, but there's something that feels oddly like a pat on the shoulder, and then he disappears.
You've got a matter
and then
of
he becomes
seconds
the knight.
At this point, Sergei, Saga, what are you doing? Playing dead?
Yeah.
Saga?
You're in the zone of silence. You're in the zone of silence. You're muted.
The corridor's there, so she's going to press up against the wall for the old
as right.
They come in. So that's what she's doing.
Can I get stealth checks from all of you, please?
Oh, come on, dude. I'm invisible.
You are invisible, obviously, Johan. So you can... essentially, you don't really need to do a stealth check unless you're moving around.
Am I still rolling with a disadvantage, seeing as I'm still?
Yeah, I suppose, because if you kind of shuffle around a little bit, that might be enough to give you
what
away.
If I lie really, really, really still?
Well, that's what the check is for, to see how still you can lie.
I got a 7.
A 5. And I can handle it. It's fine.
7. Thoric lies down and he's like, can't get comfortable.
So, you brace yourselves as you wait as the footsteps get louder. Okay. And your attempts at stealthing are rather piss poor at this point, to say the least. There's a lot of clattering around. Sergei's fidgeting. Saga hasn't realised that she's casting a shadow on the ground. As emerging with their weapons at the ready from the corridor, come two bugbears striding out into the temple, ready for a fight, whilst you are all pretty low on the old resources. And that is where we shall end this session. Which, I have to say, has been anxiety-inducing.
Oh, has it? Has it, Wayne? Has yes. it been anxiety-inducing?
It has been anxiety-inducing. It has.
You could have killed those two in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to take them. Come at me.